This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
All33.com. Meet your new work chair. Get active, be active, and sit in motion all day, relieving your stress and aggravation. Use code CHAIR20 for $100 off your order.
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Get 58% off the one-year plan with code STRONG1.
Tire buyer, get tires shipped to an installer of your choice. Get 7% off $400 with code MMANUTS7.
Awara, premium hybrid latex mattresses for the best sleep of your life. Get $200 off with code GWFIT200.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 493.
493!
My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Groth, MMA Show. My fans, former fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Are you shaking some dice up over there?
You got me one of these fancy giant ice cubes. I don't know if you can see that well.
Yeah.
Made myself a little Manhattan. Little, you know.
What's in a Manhattan?
You got one part sweet vermouth, two parts rye or bourbon, and then a couple of dashes of bitters. I like to put orange bitters in mine, give it a little bit of a fruity flavor. And then ice. It's nice.
Three parts jism.
That comes later. That comes after the Manhattans. That's later.
Sponsor.
You're always fucking this right in the beginning. People who watch, they watch the first 15 minutes for sure. And like, exactly. Shame on you, Matt. Go to your shame corner.
It'll all work out.
And then we need a dunce cap.
It should just float down on me at the beginning of every show. Like, fuck this guy.
I can have a button as a wah wah wah.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm sure we have that effect somewhere. Yes. I'm gonna put it in post. So I was saving a story for you. So on Monday of last week, my uncle passed away. Ooh. So on Friday of this week, I had to go to the wake / funeral under these COVID conditions. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, this is weird. So, part of my family is kind of sketched out by this whole thing. So it's weird, you know, wearing a mask, going to the funeral. And then every family member I walk up to, I have to ask them, is it all right if I hug you? You know, I've never thought I'd be at this point. Like, guys, I don't care. We're shaking hands, whatever. But like all the ladies, like, and everybody said yes. And everybody liked the hugs. I mean, because how many hugs are people getting these days?
None.
Yeah.
No hugs.
So then, you know, we have the wake and then you're going to the cemetery for, you know, putting them in the ground kind of stuff. And it was a 30-minute ride over. So I just couldn't believe the level of disrespect I saw from other drivers out there. Really? I'm second from the last car. And I'm keeping my distance. I'm not like right up on the car in front of me because everyone's got the bright lights on, hazard lights on, and a sticker, you know, on the windshield to say we're part of the funeral procession. So we're going like 40 miles an hour through red lights because that's the speed limit here. I almost got in three accidents in that process. And one person actually cut through the procession where I had to lock my brakes or hit my brakes as hard as I could to avoid an accident. I'm like, I'm the second to last car. Do you have to go in front of me? And then I almost get rear-ended by the last person in the procession.
Wow.
Like I have never seen, I had to lay on my horn going through intersections because other people just kept edging. Like it's my turn. I can't wait. Fuck you and your funeral. You're not important. What the fuck, man? What is going on? Well, like I knew drivers were bad, but I didn't realize it was this bad.
What was the age of the drivers? Did you happen to catch? Are they younger?
Trying to see. I only saw one of them and I would guess older woman, but not like, I would say late 40s, early 50s. Oh. So not.
Well, that throws out my theory. I thought we were the last generation that had like manners and old school respect. Like, I feel like the millennials are just fucking, but maybe I'm wrong about that.
No, it's just people that didn't want to wait. Like, fuck you. I have a green light. Like, that's not the rule. I don't know if people are just stupid. or
they're definitely that. That's
for sure. Like, I didn't realize, like, a half hour drive. Actually, there was a fourth person that cut into the procession. So I don't know if I'll pull out my memory card for that, but.
Ooh, red light camera.
It's like, fuck, because I have that camera recording everything just for these kind of
on your dashboard.
Yeah,
you're still next level.
Those things are so cheap. They're like $30 and you have great quality. I've used it a few times.
I'm so oblivious to what the fuck is going on around me half the time.
Yeah.
Like, if it's not directly in front of me, I don't pay attention. So it's like, you're way more proactive about the shit than I am. So maybe I need to take some of your guidance. You are my canary in the coal mine for many things. Right. I should be getting a camera.
Well, I wanted to put one in my daughter's car, but I figured, too much of a distraction for her.
Yeah,
and she'll probably leave it plugged in and kill her battery, because that's the one thing, I don't have all the settings right, so I'm always plugging it in and pulling it out, whether I turn the car on and turn it off.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Plug it in, pull it out. Plug that's it right. in, pull it out.
So that was my action this week.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your uncle. That's a shitty thing.
Yeah. So a good way to start the show off. I just wanted to equate it to the shitty drivers out there. And,
yeah.
You know, weird, being weirded out trying to hug your family.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something about this time of year. I feel like people are under a lot of strain and stress right now too. So that it's just the winter's kicking in slowly, and it's just everything. Kids are back and so everything is chaos.
Yeah.
So,
and then daylight savings time will kick in. It'll be dark.
Don't say that, because I already noticed that. I'm like, hey, we're walking at the same time we've been walking it for like months, and I'm like, it's dark now. This sucks. Why is it so dark tonight? You know, I'm like, oh, that's the trend.
Yeah. Oh man, it'll all work out. This world just wants to keep going backwards, and I just want to go forwards, right?
So let us bang, bro.
Damn right. So let's talk UFC
253,
something like that, or 252. I don't remember. It's a lot of work, Ingo. You're trying to get me to
253, Adesanya versus Costa.
Thank you. So we'll start with the main event. And, you know, I'll talk walkouts and observations before we talk about the fight. So what was up with Paulo Costa walking out? Like, did you see, like, he kept adjusting his package on the way out to the octagon? He's like, hey, hey, hey. And then even Laura Sanko, who's a UFC commentator, made a comment on that. She's like, Paulo Costa already making the proper adjustments on the way to the octagon.
Like, I didn't catch that part. You're fast forwarding through the walkouts. I mean, I totally missed he was doing that, but it sounds like a little rabid dog trying to get, you know,
get a little something.
Let me at him.
And then what was with Adesanya's nipple? Did you notice it was looking weird?
No.
And then there was all the UFC fighters are like the nipple police out there. So John Jones is going, what's up with Izzy's right tit? And then Chris Weidman saying, nip weird?
Was it infected?
No, it was just a little, I don't know if he had gyno, but it looked a little weird. I'll just leave it at that.
Maybe you had a little like cellulitis happening there in the nipple.
It just looked off, but okay. Who am I to say?
So grown men looking at other grown men's nipples. I mean,
well, like Keith Jardine, right?
Yeah.
Rashad Evans. GSP. Remember, they GSP said he did that just to take his mind off the fight and try to center himself.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, maybe that's what Costa was doing. He was just trying to center himself. Didn't seem to work out.
It did not work.
So what happened?
I don't know. I was a little bit disappointed because I felt like Adesanya was sparring and Costa was fighting for his life. That's kind of
kind of how the he looked scared out there to me.
He did. I don't know. Adesanya pretty disrespectful in victory. Second round KO, TKO, right? Beat him up pretty good. Do you have
like
any
how
thoughts?
Disrespectful? Like,
yeah,
kind of disrespectful.
Exactly. So I'm wondering, Do you have a problem with this at all? What are your feelings?
I have no problems with anything. Well, I'll just say, great game plan from Adesanya when you have a partner that's just willing to stand there in front of you the whole fight, pretty much, and not do anything. Like, he's trying to do that Yoel Romero shit, and Adesanya's just picking him apart with fucking leg kicks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Leg kick. And I don't understand the strategy from Costa of just, I'm not going to do a fucking thing and let this guy pick me apart. Like, when you think about a Costa fight, what is it? It's usually him moving forward, being super aggressive and landing like hard, heavy shots. And I saw none of that, like zero aggression. There's like spurts of him going forward, but not anything consistent. So I don't know if he was trying to wait for like round four and five, if he knows he's got like two rounds, but
yeah, maybe
I just go out in a blaze of glory, man. Just you gotta try, because then like after the fight he's looking all, I don't know if I have that, where he turned into Wanderlei Silva after the fight. Like, I'll share this, and it's I feel like he needed the fleshlight or the flashlight. I don't know how loud this is.
No time for jokes. No time for fun. I'm focused on make he pay. And I will be 100%.
He looks scary.
I wait for you. Give me the revenge. Let's make it happen. Everybody want to see that. Let's go.
That's got a Wanderlei Silva vibe to it, no?
It feels very rapey, man.
Like you're on the... well, maybe he didn't like being violated in the octagon.
I don't know. Very rapey.
So, you know, fight aside, you know, up to this fight, I think Costa was talking crazy shit. So I think that's why you saw Adesanya, like, going bananas afterwards. Like, I mean, he was saying all sorts of shit, like, I'm going to come on you and this and that. Like, what are you talking about? So is it over the line? I heard that. I think he was talking to the Costa's corner at that point.
He's just going to come on everybody?
Yeah.
You think I'm just going to let you come on me, John? You think I'm just going to let you come on me?
You might. I don't know.
That's weird.
So.
Oh, brother.
I don't know, man. It adds flavor to it. Do I like it? No. I'm like, if you beat a guy, you don't have to disrespect a guy afterwards. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Just do it with your fists. You know, you did it. You finished him, right? Like, yeah, you don't have to be like that. And I thought it was an early stoppage, and I'll say that for both of the fights. I thought the co-main and main event were stopped early.
Even the Blachowicz. How do you say his name? Blachowicz?
Something like that.
Even that fight you thought was an early stoppage?
I thought both were. And like, it's a title fight. Let them fight it out. But I'm going to stay on this Adesanya fight, because I want to pull up the rankings at middleweight. Because when I'm looking at middleweight, I don't know who the fuck's going to beat Adesanya. So let me share. So if we look at middleweight here, you know, you already fought Whitaker Costa. He's calling out Cannonier, Hermanson, beat Romero, Till, beat Brunson, beat Gastelum, Weidman, Hall, Shabazian, beat Tavares.
It's not looking good, man.
Like, I really don't see anybody in the top 15 that beats that man.
I have to agree with you. I mean, I think you could argue that Adesanya is going to have the he's going to have to move weight classes to keep it interesting, right? Unless he wants to end up in, like, you know, Anderson Silva territory or whatever, where he's just fighting the next available and making everybody look bad for, you know, 5 years, 6 years.
Well, I mean, he could do that for like two or three fights, but then are people going to get bored? Like, and, you know, John Jones is still out there floating. And I know the two of them don't like each other.
I think that's a tall order, though, because Jones is near, you know, is heavyweight at this point.
Yeah.
And Adesanya is going to come up to meet him in the middle. And Jones is going to be so much bigger and more stronger. And I don't know. I don't see anything good coming out of that. If anything, moving down in weight might make sense. Who's that, Covington, that we're down? That's the welterweight division.
We got Usman at champion, and then Covington at number one, and Burns too. Well, it's like that. I mean, we could pull. I'll pull that back up when you look at, you know, how deep 170 is. It's like fuck. Okay, Usman, Covington, Burns, Edwards, Masvidal, Thompson, Maya. I mean, Woodley's not that top tier anymore.
What about Maya in the top six there? Interesting.
Yeah. And then you look at 55, might as well look at that too. Nurmagomedov, Gaethje, Poirier, Ferguson, Hooker, McGregor, Charles Oliveira, Felder.
Al Iaquinta in the top 10.
Huh? Yeah, look at that. Fucking A.
Nice.
Might as well look at 205. Jan Blachowicz, Thiago Santos, Dominic Reyes. That is fucking blasphemy when you have Glover Teixeira ranked number three.
I think the light heavyweight division is in trouble in the UFC. I think there isn't a ton of talent there either.
Well, I think you have the up-and-comer kind of guys.
Yeah, like Johnny Walker.
Yeah, he's still around.
Mm-hmm.
God damn,
Shogun's in there still, huh?
OSP.
OSP.
Fuck, man. So yeah, let's talk about the. I don't have anything else for that main event fight. No. Do you?
No.
Talk about the next one.
Yeah. What were your thoughts on Reyes versus Blachowicz?
Early stoppage. I didn't really think that for both of those. It was an early stoppage, and I thought Dominic Reyes looked much smaller than I remembered him being when he fought John Jones. So I don't know what was going on with him, but it seemed like Jan had the game plan to beat him. And what about those body kicks? Like, fuck.
It's pretty nasty. Just... left their big red welt almost immediately on Reyes's, what, right side, I think it was? So,
yeah.
Just destroying him with that. And I mean, it's almost like he was just a lumberjack chopping down a tree, like over the first round, just beat him up. And then I think it was a left hook that kind of put him on career street.
Yeah. I think so. I don't remember if it was a head kick and then another shot, like something broke his nose, I think, in that process.
The head kick started it, but there was like 30 seconds, I think, in between all that stuff where, yeah, that definitely, I mean, just the power in Blachowicz.
Yeah.
How do we say it?
I'll buy that for a dollar.
First Polish UFC champion, apparently.
Well, what is Joanna Janjicic? Isn't she Polish?
I thought she was Russian.
Because she was super stoked.
Maybe she's
for him
Polish.
To win. Because usually if you're CZYK, I don't know what her last name is, but CZYK is usually Polish. Yeah.
Well, I wonder, good point. So maybe the women champions don't count. You know,
could be
just like the under 155 doesn't count.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So
trying to click on Jan's profile here, but because I remember I thought he didn't he flatten Luke Rockhold? Yeah, he did. So he's just his last few fights, so he's KO'd Reyes or TKO. Same thing to Corey Anderson, decision with Souza. KO, TKO, Rockhold, lost to Thiago Santos. So I'm just looking at the rest of those. But he looked like a fucking heavyweight, didn't he? When he was fighting Reyes? I lost you. I was saying, I thought he looked like a goddamn heavyweight fighting a fucking 185er out there.
Yeah, huge.
And then John Jones is tweeting out, hey, man, should I come back and get my belt back?
Of course he's going to say that.
Well, you know, I don't know. I feel like you're done. Just move on.
Go up to heavyweight. Stay there.
Yeah, you were like borderline losing all the his last three fights.
Yeah.
You know,
I have no interest in seeing that. So,
no, I think it's more interesting letting these guys fight it out and seeing who's the best of what's left, and then let John just be at heavyweight and see what happens.
Yep. Yeah, I agree.
And did you see any of the Diego Sanchez fight?
No, I did not. Was it worth watching?
No. He starts the fight looking like he's a 78-year-old Jorge Masvidal fighting Ben Askren. He did the same thing that Jorge did to Ben Askren, where he put his hands behind his back, and he goes out and he tries to throw that flying knee. and it's just so slow and doesn't connect. I'm like, oh no. And then, you know, I think he was all bloodied up by the end of it. We lost, and they're asking Dana White, this, you know, fucking Diego's got 4 fights left on his contract or something. They're like, are you comfortable letting that guy fight 4 more times? Because, I mean, it's not competitive.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got some wins recently, but, you know, he's just got, like, that witch doctor. And then Stephen Bonner was in his corner. And I don't know if that was very helpful, but I'm just saying maybe. Stephen Bonner was in his corner.
Yes.
But it's just tough. And I think Dana was saying, too, is like, here's a guy who was on, you know, the first Ultimate Fighter. So it's like, I have so much love for all these guys because without that whole crew, you know, the UFC probably isn't what it is today without that whole thing happening. So, It sounds like he's in that weird position of, I want to let this guy have fights, but what do I do with him?
Yeah. I don't think he should fight anymore. I think it's bad for his health.
Yeah. I mean, can we just pay these guys to not fight?
I mean, like, I don't know about that.
Well, he did that with Chuck Liddell, right? He gave him a cush VP job, but now you've got real owners that are looking at the bottom line going, how do we get our $4 billion out of this motherfucker? You know,
let them fight until they drop. If he dies, he dies.
That's fine. I don't know. What else is going on? I think that's all I had for
all right.
253.
Well, my one piece of news, maybe two, okay. Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier are negotiating a charity MMA match in Ireland. It has nothing to do with the UFC. Apparently they're going back and forth on the Twitter, and they're talking about, you want to, Connor says, hey bro, you want to do an MMA charity fight? Zero to do with the UFC. I will donate $500,000 towards your charity for it. Sell it on pay-per-view or work a TV deal, and we work out our charities that are close to my heart also. I am engaged in many. Strictly a charity exhibition. December 12th in Point Depot, Ireland. No weigh-ins, open weight, unified rules. He's going to pay for Connor's going to pay for all the travel fare, and it's going to go under McGregor Sports and Entertainment. What do you think? Do you like this idea?
No, they can't do it. They're under contract with the UFC. You can't just set up your own promotion and have a charity fight.
Why not? Fuck?
I don't care who you are. You can't do that. That's why you have a contract to say you only fight for the UFC, and we'll let you do some. The only stuff they really let people do is like BJJ matches, and I don't know how keen the UFC is to letting anybody do anything outside of the UFC right now. So, one, that one's not going to happen, but two, what else is going on with McGregor and all this beef with Dana White, where Connor was posting text messages between himself and Dana White going, you know, talking about how Connor wanted to fight Diego Sanchez.
I think he's on something. He sounds like he's like,
yeah. I think he's having a problem. It could be some of that, and probably a lack of fighting. Right? He hasn't fought in how long now?
Like a year
against Khabib. And if you're coming off a loss like that,
you're like, he's losing his mind. I think you got to get that boy a fight under contract. I mean, I'd love to see him fight before the end of the year, but the question is who, you know?
Yeah, because I think in part of that text messaging that he posted against Dana White, I think he was trying to fight Justin Gaethje in there too, which I'm all for that. I like to see that. And then there's also all those rumors now with him and having a boxing match against Pacquiao. So I don't know where the fuck this guy's head's at. And then I thought he was tweeting at the CEO of Disney going, get me a fucking fight. I've wanted to fight 4 guys and UFC hasn't offered me any fights. So I don't know if the UFC is just shelving him because there's no fans, but you would think they make it up in pay-per-views. So I don't know. What do you think about what's going on there?
I think it's all related to money. I mean, that's the only thing that makes any sense. I think either he's asking for too much money, or like you just said, they think that putting him out in this climate is a waste of their, talent. Because if he loses or whatever, now you know, I don't know. None of it really makes sense. I mean, he can write his own ticket with how much money he has now. It could be just he's kind of like, I don't want – they're giving him fights, and he's like, I'm not taking any of those fights. Yeah. These are the only fights I want. But I think for me, like, even a fight with Nick Diaz makes sense. That would sell.
Sure, sure.
So, and that's low risk for him overall, right?
Yeah.
Because it's not for a belt. It's a guy – I mean, even if he loses, does it really matter? I mean, I don't know. So it's I don't know what's going on. It's weird. It's odd to me. I don't know. Very strange.
Yeah. I don't know where he ends up next. The guy just wants a fight. I don't know. Get him a fight. And then I saw they were trying to make this fight, which I don't understand. Colby Covington versus Jorge Masvidal. They're talking about making. Why? I know it's a teammate versus teammate thing. Remember they were training partners and all this, and then Colby and him had some falling out, but feel like you're wasting, or you're just going to give a loss to Masvidal. Like, why give a loss to Masvidal in a fucking boring ass Colby, take him down and hold him down for anywhere from 3 to 5 rounds? Like, I don't want to see that. Don't waste Masvidal's talents on Covington.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It makes no sense.
Yeah. And then the other fight that it's pretty interesting, which I don't know which way it'll go, Mike Perry versus Robbie Lawler.
Ooh, I thought Lawler was taking some time off, no? He's like on a 4-fight skid, isn't he?
Something like that.
Yeah.
He hasn't been very successful. But again, I think it's just it, like accumulation of damage over, like, how many wars has that guy been in, you know?
Too many.
Yeah. So it's tough. I don't know. You got anything else going?
I'm going to share something with you
here. Yeah, go ahead.
Really quickly, because I found this very interesting. Why is it not letting me? Oh, here. So I discovered the competitive tag is a sport, Matt. Did you know this? Have you seen this online? Yeah. This is pretty crazy because these guys are running around and this is like metal and wood and they're jumping up and down, climbing through stuff. I mean, it's pretty serious. It seems to be taking on a life of its own here. And I got to say, I'm pretty stoked about the possibility of this being like a regular thing because it's kind of fun.
Reminds me of X-Arm. But not. That was that arm wrestling / MMA.
Oh, yeah. Where they're like wrestling and punching each other at the same time.
Yeah, and head kicking each other. But back to the tag. I'm in. I feel like you need some barbed wire and you need to electrify random pieces of metal so they don't know what's electric and what's not. But not enough to incapacitate, but enough to like
to maim. Yeah.
Maybe a little maiming. Everyone could use just a little maiming in their life. I don't know.
I like it.
I'm down with that. I like weird shit. Maybe a random razor blade somewhere. So you just kind of
slice
something.
Some like rabid dogs loose in the.
Oh, I like this. Like Mr. Burns, release the hounds.
Yeah, exactly. Is the Simpsons still a thing? Is that still on?
Yeah, it's still on. And actually, there's a new South Park coming out tomorrow night. The pandemic special. 1 hour something or other is supposed to happen. So I haven't seen a new one of those in forever. I don't know if there's new ones happening or if it's just my stupid DVR not recording anything. Hard to say. Hard to say. All right. I saw the new poster for UFC 254. That looks pretty interesting. Let me find that here. Okay. Like this one. Little champion versus champion.
Gaethje looks a little like sleepy / drugged.
Yeah.
I don't like this poster. It's really weird.
I like it. It's got some weird eyeball. Like, are you looking at me?
It has a comic book kind of vibe to it. Comic book cover.
Maybe they should just go back to that and have the Marvel guys start doing the posters again. Yeah. They did it for that one. I think it was the Robbie Lawler, Johnny Hendricks.
Sounds right.
Poor Johnny Hendricks. Fucking guy.
Speaking of Hendricks, was it a Whopper Baconator? Sounds amazing.
A Baconator.
I would never eat that, but it just sounds good.
No, I could go for some food. A lot of, well, that one restaurant that I enjoy that's very close to us still has not opened yet.
What?
They said they won't open if it's phase 4. during our stupid rules that our fucking governor just wants to lock everything down. So I would consider them out of business.
That's what we need to do. We need to go have a good meal and then have a cigar and celebrate your birthday, which is coming up soon. We should do something like this. Get the fuck out of the house. Try to be normal.
Well, I know the Wildfire restaurant's open. You get that bone in and ribeye there.
Ooh, you can eat there?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll go gluten free.
That's in the northern burbs, right? From where?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them. I usually go to the Schaumburg one.
All right.
It's all good.
Schaumburg.
And then their booths have like partitions between them. I don't know if those were there before or.
We need that for all the carcass that's going to be flying.
Yeah, because when I go in there for lunch, I'm like, can I have the dinner menu? This is a man's menu where you can – the bone-in porterhouse is a big fucking cut.
Is it?
Yeah. And I remember they served it to me well done once. I said, waiter.
Excuse me, sir.
I'm like, I'm just going to show you this. Is this medium? I like a good medium. Sometimes a medium rare. He's like, no, that's fucking well done. I will take that back. I guess you will, good man.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's go there and then have cigars. We got to figure this out. Fine. We should go on.
Well,
like
that other place is in Schaumburg, right?
They're both in Schaumburg.
See? We make this happen.
Yes, we can.
Let's do some tweet of the week. Seems to be Barstool Sports. Gruden 1, COVID 19 0.
I love Gruden.
Looks like he's wearing a panty.
It does.
Like a thong on his face. He should be wearing a thong, goddammit.
I've seen people out in public that have like skin colored facial things. And yeah. I swear to God, it looks like they're wearing a bra on their face. I find that hilarious.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ones. Because I noticed like when I went to the funeral, I wore a thick black mask because I thought what I normally wear probably not appropriate for, you know, funeral type things, because I'm very flashy with my garb, like the neck thing, which is banned in a bunch of places. Like the school my daughter goes to, you can't wear that fucking thing.
Why?
Because those are basically ineffective is what they're saying. But I have a hard time breathing. I can't breathe through the other fucking thicker masks. So I'm a bitch. I don't care. So I'm going outside. Like, I gotta get air. I need to breathe. Like, why does he keep going outside? Is he on drugs? No, I need to fucking breathe. That's okay. So I don't mind wearing a mask, but don't criticize the type of mask I want to wear.
Okay, fair.
Let's see. Let's do some Ask the Nuts. Okay. Did Adesanya's stock go up or down after beating Costa, and why?
I think up. It solidifies his dominance at the middleweight division. I think it's pretty clear who's at the top of the food chain there at this moment in time.
His fighting prowess. Maybe not his post-fight antics. That's the problem. It's like I enjoy what he does, like his artistry in the octagon, but I have no, I'm starting to dislike the guy based on his post fight and just general antics, which I don't like saying because I want to just like the guy in general, but it's kind of got that John Jones stink to him where it's like the not in the octagon. Well, this is also when John was finishing people, not the John who's decisioning people, you know. I'm all about finishing people. That's what it should be. So does the stock go up? Yeah, it probably went up. And the weird thing was Dana White was saying that their face-off was the highest viewed face-off ever for the UFC.
Wow.
And I think that was Costa wearing his black belt and he pulled out a white belt and
threw it at him.
He caught it and fucking, what's that? Hit him back with it. Like, bitch, this is a sign of things to come.
Yeah.
Don't be pulling no bullshit on me.
Mm-hmm.
Next question. Why haven't we heard anything about weight cutting or new gloves? Remember when those were the rage? All the athletic commissions talking about, we're going to fix weight cutting. We're going to do this. We're going
to
do that.
Well, I think COVID threw a monkey wrench in everything. We're so excited to have events in general. We don't even care how that's happening, I think, right now, as long as it happens.
That's a good point. That's probably right. I saw Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup in front of zero fans.
Well, that's funny you say that, because I was watching something. I think it was Sunday or Monday or yesterday, where I'm like, "What? There's Stanley?" I saw the flash, like Stanley Cup Finals. I'm like, "Huh? What?
Yeah.
How come I didn't hear anything about this? I had no idea it was even happening. I would have watched it, but
no, hockey is so under the radar. Yeah. Everything, and it's fucking weird with no fans.
I bet.
Like, there's no excitement. So that's why fighting was up during the playoffs, because how do you generate excitement for your team? You get out there and beat the shit out of somebody, you know, that'll change the momentum. Hopefully, yeah. If you win, but even just sparking one off. So what are you gonna do? What chance do you give Colby Covington a rematch against Usman?
I don't know. I think it's very similar as the first time around.
Yeah. I think some people, their style is their style. You're not going to see much changes from either of those guys. So I think it's straight up repeat. And then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Today I want to ask you guys some would you rather questions.
I like it.
Would you rather have no hands for life or have a naked fat guy stalking you at all times?
I'll take the naked fat guy. I mean, I need my hands.
Yeah, you got to have your faculties. I got to be able to beat off with this hand or that hand. Depends.
And to beat the naked fat guy off.
Right.
I mean, wait. Or beat him down, not off.
Are you trying to wax on and wax off me?
No.
You son of a bitch. Don't you be doing that to me.
I'm talking about beat him off me, right?
Yeah, you're like Dana White. You got to beat this guy off the show. Like, wait, that didn't sound right. Strike that. Reverse it. Would you rather have to kill the animal for any meat you eat or never eat meat again?
I'll kill the animal.
Fuck yeah, I'm strangling gooses. I'll wring their goose necks. To
you
get
eat
some,
goose?
I will try it.
Where the fuck seems like a goose from?
I'll go down to my local lagoon here.
Okay.
Sounds grab disgusting. A goose and snap a neck.
Those geese don't sound very appetizing.
Nah, they shit everywhere. I would just want to kill one for sport and maybe kick it in the road. I don't know.
Okay. Oh my god. Okay.
I'm a sport killer.
I think I'd those are endangered. You can't do that.
I can do whatever I want. I saw a deer on my road the other day. We don't have deer down here. So I'm going to fuck a goose up just out of spite.
Okay.
Would you rather perform petty thievery for a living or perform grand larceny for a living?
Grand larceny? Are you kidding me? Petty thievery is boring.
I've seen Grand Theft Auto. I played a video game. If I'm going to do anything, I want to do it to the fullest extent of the law.
As long as I don't get caught.
Yeah, you're not going to get caught.
Perfect.
Never. Never. Would you rather be Wilma Flintstone or be Velma from the Scooby-Doo Mystery Gang?
Which one
is Velma? Is she the mohawk-haired glasses wearing chick?
I think I'm gonna say Flintstone.
I gotta look this up. Hang on.
I don't know. I don't know who we're talking about. But
well, I need to see if Velma is the long. Oh no, Velma is the dorky
with the glasses,
butch cut with the glasses. I'm out. Yeah. I probably want to be Wilma Flintstone. I don't know why. She's skinnier. I feel like if she dumped Fred, she'd get more action. I think that's where it works out to. The Flintstone is hotter.
Mm-hmm.
Moving right along. I lost my shit as I'm... Here we go. Okay. Fuck, Mary Kills, Celebrity Edition number 109, female wrestlers number 24. It's Lita, Mickie James, and Trish Stratus.
Can I make a request, Rodrigo,
yes,
if you're watching this? Give us some athletes that are females that are not wrestlers. At some point.
Okay.
Put that shit together. I'm thinking soccer or volleyball chicks are usually pretty hot.
Ooh, volleyball.
Yeah.
Like those Brazilians. I don't know their names, but they're thick. So we start with Lita.
That's not bad.
She's got a Gina Carano-esque face
here. Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Mickie James.
Yeah, pass on that one. I'm out. Kill her. Killed Matt with a T.
Like the tilted kilt.
Yeah.
And Trish Stratus.
Yeah, we're gonna bang her. Marry the first
She's
one.
Dead. Oh, we're in agreement then. I'm marrying this one. I'm fucking this one, and I'm killing this one. I don't have a thing for blondes. I think that's part of my problem.
They say that they say they're more fun, Matt.
I don't know. I'm gonna keep my thoughts to myself on that one. I've never been with a real blonde. I've been with a fake blonde.
Okay.
Move right along. Yeah, acknowledge.
Well, I got two things. Number one, yes. I finished Queen of the South on Netflix, and I recommend that's a good show to watch. But then I was like, huh, do I want to watch something new or do I want to watch something old? And my girlfriend has never seen Game of Thrones. So I was like,
oh,
hey.
Shit.
Like, why don't we check that out? We got all winter. And so.
Which is coming.
Yeah, right. So started watching it. And I got to say, we watched two episodes so far over the last few days. I forgot how young everybody was on that show. Yeah. And how it's like we grew up with, like, I started watching that show in my early, late 20s, early 30s. And it's like a lot happened in my life during that time that show was on. And everyone's so young. It's weird. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's 8 seasons and not all of them came out on time because like the later ones kept getting delayed and delayed. So that may be over a 10, 11 year span.
Yep. So it holds up. I thought it's fantastic. I'm looking forward to watching the whole thing. And then the switch gears, my last thing is I found this the other day. So the tagline is, after flirting all day on Facebook and she actually shows up.
Oh, this chick's got a juicy ass. Like, what's up? Hey, what's going on? I feel like this is some kind of setup. Is this like Morgana, the kissing bandit, where she would run onto a baseball field? That chick is thick in all the right ways.
I have a question. Is there ever a time in your life where you would run from a woman that was doing that?
It depends what she was saying.
I don't know.
Because like, if she's threatening some shit, like, if I get my hands on you, I'm going to fucking take my fist and shove it straight up your fucking ass, son of a bitch.
Why
I'm
gonna she
slit
naked?
Your throat and then take all the blood and smear it on my titty balls. I'd be frightened.
I mean,
would I run? Probably not. I would just stiff arm her and be like, whoa.
She looked bigger than him though, so I don't know.
Or just take a step back and throw a straight right. I don't know.
Bang.
She came right at me. What was I supposed to do? Yeah. Hopefully I'm in Florida. Stand your ground.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or Texas. They have that.
Something too. Like that. I don't know what I have. Let's see. Let's share a screen. I don't know what this is, but I found it and we'll see what happens. So knowledge is knowing Bigfoot is real. Wisdom is wanting to fuck him. Moving right along.
I'm not sure what to make of that.
I don't either. That's why I
think
I just
that's
going to
hit
there.
Me later. Like 2 in the morning, I'm going to wake up and go, ah, aha.
I don't know. I hope not. And this one's really good. Let's see if we have some sound here. Hang on. This is playing chicken at the end of a water slide. I'll give you some sound. And
doesn't sound like it's going to end well.
It never does. And then I feel like you have Jorge Masvidal on Ben Askren.
Oh, dude.
Just fucking annihilated. Like, oh my goodness.
Those two were very close to each other. Like, the ones coming down, it must be at a hotel or something. There's definitely no lifeguard on duty.
No, you don't get away with that shit at these local water parks.
Nope.
Especially now, COVID. Everyone's so
no,
keep your
sir.
Distance. Keep your anal warts to yourself, sir. Moving right along. That's all I got. You can shut it down. I'll figure out how to edit this. We
sorry
had
about
the chopping video at some point. But
technical difficulties. Hopefully it all saved. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Waggle.
Matt Ruth, thanks for playing.
Peace.